Who can describe the rage that rose in Don Quixote's heart when he realized what had happened, or how he managed to straighten himself in his stirrups, grab his sword in both his hands, and strike the coachman in the head, until the poor man was spewing blood from ears and nose and mouth as if a whole mountain had caved in on him. Meanwhile, the ladies in the coach, who had been looking on in wordless horror, came running up to Don Quixote and begged him to spare their coachman's life. "But of course, my dears," Don Quixote replied in the haughtiest voice he could produce, "on one condition. Your friend must travel to the town of El Toboso, where he will present himself before my lady Dulcinea, who will do with him as she sees fit." The terrified ladies agreed to this request without wondering who Dulcinea was, or what Don Quixote really meant.